Welcome to your 5 for today. In 1762, Augustus Toplady was walking through Burrington Coombe, a gorge in the Mendip Hills in North Somerset, not too far from the more famous Cheddar Gorge, when he was caught in a tremendous thunderstorm. Toplady, a curate from the village of Blagden, took shelter in the cleft of a rock in the gorge until the raging storm had abated. This experience resulted in him writing the well-known and well-loved hymn, "Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee." Toplady extracted from this experience that God was a rock, and that we could also take refuge in him when the storms of life are raging. When I was a lad, I went to stay occasionally with an aunt who lived in Blagden, and well remember seeing the cleft of the rock in the gorge and a plaque alongside that told the story. The hymn quickly became well known throughout the English-speaking world, and in 1898, Prime Minister William Gladstone instructed that it be sung at his funeral in Westminster Abbey. The hymn Rock of Ages was said to be one of the four most well-known hymns, along with Abide with Me, The Old Rugged Cross, and Amazing Grace. If you are familiar with the words of this hymn, you will know it expresses clearly the way to God, and that he is the provision for placing faith and indeed our lives on the only real foundation for eternity. Each of the verses of the hymn express different aspects of this divine protection. The first verse not only alludes to God as the immutable, eternal rock of ages, like the rock of Gibraltar. He is always there even if hurricanes or earthquakes or catastrophes come. We can find refuge and solace while the storms rage by hiding in the rock of ages. It talks about Christ and his death on the cross as the way to save from sin. The words are, "Let the water and the blood from thy riven side that flowed." Verse 2 says, "Not the labour of my hands, nor could my tears forever flow. Thou must save, and thou alone." Toplady is pointing out that it is only God in Christ that can alone save. Verse 3 again underlines our helplessness to save ourselves, but that salvation is only found in Christ. The verse ends with the words, "Wash me, Saviour, or I die." The Rock of Ages is a picture of the believer's God and his ability to provide rock-solid security both in this world and the one to come. On June the 28th, 1880, the steamship C1 Hacker was lost off the west coast of the USA. When a furnace backdraft sent coals flying into the engine room, setting it on fire. One of the Fisk Jubilee singers was on board. Before jumping into the sea, he fastened his life preserves to himself and his wife. But someone snatched it away from her. In the water, she put her hands on his shoulders, and thus kept afloat until, almost exhausted, she said to her husband, "I cannot hold on any longer." "Try a little longer," begged the agonized husband. "Let us sing Rock of Ages." As the hymn rang out over the waves, others, almost sinking, took up the strains of the pleading prayer to God. The hymn seemed to give new strength to many in their desperate hour of need. By and by a boat was seen approaching, whereupon the singing was renewed until the lifeboatmen heroically carried 43 survivors to safety. The singer, in telling his story, declared that he believed this hymn had saved many lives, besides his own and his wife's, in the dreadful disaster. The Lord Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, spoke about the wise man building his house upon a rock. The storm beat upon the house, but it remained firm. It is wise, therefore, to build our lives on this solid foundation. By trusting in the work of Christ upon the cross and his subsequent resurrection, we can make provision for eternity. Now may the Lord bless you, and thank you for listening to Your Five for today.